don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
Good afternoon once again. Thank you very much. Welcome back. It's time for us now to turn our attention to our Ask a Pastor feature. This segment is meant for anyone who has a question that is confounding them. We'll invite a pastor to come and help us understand and answer the question for you. So our question for today, if God is all-knowing, that blew me away. If God is all-knowing, why? Why did he create humans knowing they would sin? It reminds me of the questions and the conversation of the devil with Jesus in the wilderness. If you are the Son of God, if I because they have these questions. Well, we have Pastor Pula Tapelo, who's here to help us understand them. Funis, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Funis. Our question for today is, if God is all-knowing, why did he create humans knowing they would sin?
Yeah, these questions are not simple questions.
Okay.
These questions are questions that are looking for answers that can satisfy human intelligence. And sometimes the issues of faith don't really satisfy questions that are looking for evidences, because faith is having surety and in evidence that is not seen. But nonetheless, there are answers to that we can give in trying to answer these questions. God is all-knowing. God lives outside time. That makes him God who can see the past, the present, and the future at the same time.
Yeah.
And him being like that chooses to allow his creation to choose for him, for themselves. God is all-knowing, but he did not create robots. God wants people and creation to worship him out of love. Unfortunately, like I said yesterday, when you go to the book of Revelation 12:12, the devil is amongst us. John 8:44 says, this devil is a liar and a father of lies.
Mm.
And as long as he's still here, there are going to be controversial questions, because he is seeking somebody he can mislead and somebody he can try to woo to himself.
Mm.
And then while we are at that, we are denying the power of God.
Mm.
Imagine if God could have destroyed Lucifer right there in heaven when war broke out. It does not mean that God could have not done it. He chose not to do it, because right now all the angels would be worshiping God out of fear. But he chooses to allow all these things to happen because time does not trouble him. He knows that eventually, out of what he has created, he will have de la creme, the best out of what he has created, those who will choose him out of love and not out of fear. All these angels, including the fallen ones, could have worshipped God, but he had to allow it so that those who choose Satan can go with him, so that at the end of it all, when he comes and gathers his people, all of us, including those who will fail to make it, will be able to say, indeed, you are a good God and you have judged accordingly. You have judged justly. So God allows it all. He does not protect us from it. He does not make us avoid it. He allows us to go through it because it works for him also, because he's going to have the best out of the rest. That is what I can think of. So God is all-knowing, yes. Why did he allow us, why did he create us even when he knew we would sin? He allowed it so that even after this, he can have the best out of the rest. Look, time to him is not a problem because he exists outside time. All these years from creation up to now, to him it's nothing. He knows that at the end of it all, he's going to have the best.
Yeah, so, okay. So he is willing to have the rest go to hell. If he's interested in only having the best, as you call it, creme de la creme,
yeah.
You're suggesting that he's willing to sacrifice, he's going to create the rest just in order for them to be part of the burnt up chaff?
No. It's very unfortunate because there will be those who will choose and the opposite power, and they will burn. It's more like burning a heap of garbage, then there is a live insect inside that heap of garbage. The one who is burning that garbage is not really intending to burn the insect, but the insect find itself burning because it chose garbage. That is the situation that most of us are going to find ourselves. When God now wants to burn sin, when he wants to burn this father of lies, Satan, and his angels, he's going to unfortunately burn those who find themselves in this heap of garbage.
So the person who asked the question, Pastor, is bothered by just that. If God is all-knowing, then he knows that these people are going to choose a heap of garbage. And that's where the person is asking the question, why? Why did God create these people knowing that they would choose a heap of garbage?
Well, we might not have a very satisfying answer, but I always say, let us also look on the other side of the coin. Suppose God chose not to create a humanity. Mm. Will we be here?
No. So, the issue is not him not creating humanity, Mfunis. The issue is him creating those who are going to choose, make poor choices. Why create people who are going to make poor choices? Why didn't he create those he knew are going to make proper choices? I mean, if he knows that I am going to create terrible choices, why create me? Does he marvel at me ultimately proving him right as an all-knowing God and making poor choices? Why, really?
Though he's all-knowing, he doesn't manipulate the system. He doesn't mingle with it, and he allows us to choose.
Why create it to begin with, Mfundis? That's the issue. Why create people knowing that they are going to take these bad decisions?
Unfortunately, we are a masterpiece of creation. We are not like these other animals. So that is why we are told we are created in the image of God, and therefore he created us knowing that some of us, of course, will choose bad, but still some will choose good, and at the end of the day, those who choose good, and including those who chose bad, will appreciate him for a good God that he is.
Those who are going to burn as chaff are going to be saying, I'm happy you created me with my bad inclinations. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we're actually told that at the end of time, when he comes to judge the world, everyone will be satisfied, and even those who will go and burn, they will know that indeed we deserve to be here. And they will say he's a just God.
Okay. Thank you, Mponis. Appreciate it. Hey, it's heartbreaking. But hey, it is what it is. I hate that phrase. But hey, it is.
These are difficult questions. Difficult questions. I am really trying my best.
I appreciate your best, Mponis. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day further, Mponis.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.